My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 right now. You're going to score two tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest will have over 60 alumni in attendance. The Caps' current roster, photo opportunities, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are just $19.74 for tickets and more event info. Go to thefandc.com/events. We're joined now in studio by the head coach of your Washington Capitals.
Let's talk some hockey.
Spencer Carberry is here with us. Coach Carberry, welcome. It's good to see you again.
Hold on, while he did the concert read, it made me think, like, one of the cool things about being here in D.C. and being right here is there are a lot of great concerts here. Mm-hmm. Do you reap the rewards? What cool concerts have you gone to? Or are you such a puckhead that you don't go here? Like, Jelly Roll's going to be here, I think, on Saturday.
We do enjoy concerts. We did not get to one this summer, unfortunately, but we have been in Hershey. They get some good outdoor concerts
stadium
there.
Yeah.
And so we were frequent there every summer. We go to two or three. It was nice.
So, but for Caps 50 Fest, does Mrs. Carberry say, hey, I love Third Eye Blind. I want to hear some Semi-Charmed Life. I want to hear Jumper. I want to hear all the hits. Are you bringing her out for this
She'll
big
be
event?
In the house. She'll be in the house.
Oh, very good. Yeah. That's good to hear.
What's the best concert you've been to?
And I would say this partly because of her enjoyment, Luke Bryan, a couple times.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. He puts on a good show. He's a good entertainer. Say what you want about the music and that, but he's a good entertainer. Puts on a good
show. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Broad Street?
Well, he's played the Predators, so yeah, he's definitely been to Nashville.
Well, yes. Yeah.
I mean, and that's
Broadway.
Right there. That's
Sorry,
right there.
Have you ever been to Nashville?
Well, I meant
like social.
For leisure, for pleasure.
Have you been to Broadway?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to attack you, Jason.
That's
my apologies.
That's fine. I deserved it.
Bridgestone Arena is literally
right there.
You can
so
see
have
it
you right have you done the bar hop down there?
I have been down there, been to Tootsie's, been to the whole.
You've been to all of them.
Yeah. Because you know what I'll tell you something funny is the last time we were in the Caps were in a rookie tournament was in Nashville.
Right.
And so you're down there. I was coaching Hershey, and that's the American League staff looks after the rookie tournament. So you were there for almost a week. It was almost too much.
It was too much.
Yeah. That's what he said. He wants you to complain.
48
and
hours was too much. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people do it for more than a day.
I know.
And I got through it, but it just tore me up.
Well,
especially when you're 54.
I can't believe the misery he had on a vacation, essentially.
Well, it's because he did the most touristy thing ever.
I did. I just did it because, honestly, my wife just really wanted to go.
I know.
Yeah. And your daughters.
And my daughters. But one day would have been perfect.
But Nashvillians, or whatever you want to call it, they don't go there.
They don't go there.
Yeah. It's just for idiots.
They stay away.
It's like Vegas.
Yeah. And the draft was in Vegas this summer.
Yeah, the Sphere. That was an amazing venue.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
And it's one of the – Vegas is similar similar to Nashville.
Same
when you've been
deal.
There for 3 days, it feels like 2 weeks.
You got to get out.
Does.
Yeah. You can't stay there that long.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Before we break down the roster and the fact that camp's about to start, two jersey notes. I'm a jersey dork, so I have to get to these first and foremost. I have a press release from the Capitals. Their black Screaming Eagle jersey will be worn for 6 home dates during the 2024-2025 season to commemorate their 50th anniversary. It will debut on November 6th against the Nashville Predators.
Nice.
That jersey is one, in my opinion.
Have you
opinion,
seen it already? You've seen it?
They've worn it before. I love this jersey. They're showing it on Monumental Sports right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a
Old
great
school.
Look.
Yeah.
It's a throwback to what they wore in the late 90s into the early 2000s. So that is going to be worn six times.
But I thought
times.
You didn't love that color scheme at the like when it's all said and done.
I didn't love the blue part, but the black when they major in the black, I love it. I think that's a great look. I think
Case
it's a great nod to the past. I do. This is true.
Well, especially if it's the Caps. He doesn't care.
Another jersey note, TikTok jersey logo going on the sweaters. How is that working with there's a generational divide. I'm sure the younger players are like, oh yeah, TikTok, put it on the jersey. But like, are the older players like what is this TikTok deal? Like, I see TikTok and my kids are into it. I'm like, I'm too old for TikTok. Like, is there a divide in the locker room with the TikTok logo? I'm sure the Caps brass loves its money in the pocket. I understand. But what is it like for the players? Has there been any reaction to that?
Dating back to last year, like we had advertisements on the home uniforms. And you could ask me.
You have no idea.
Right, you don't care.
Yeah, and it's not even brought
He's
up.
So
like,
into
no one
game
talks
planning.
About it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I never heard one of the players or go, I'm not really loving this logo on here. Like, it just.
I feel like you're a tunnel vision guy. Like, are you aware that Diddy was arrested?
I did read that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to stay up with current events and what's going on.
All right, so let's get to the hockey. You know, we were talking about this before you joined us. There's been a lot of change, a lot of new guys. Who should fans be looking forward to seeing on the ice this year that's new?
Yeah, what I was looking at it this morning, potentially opening night. I mean, you could see as many as of the 20 that dressed last opening night. There may be as many as 9 or 10 new faces in our lineup opening night, which
That is a lot.
Is significant, and there's a lot of great players that we've added to the roster. Whether it's Pierre-Luc Dubois through trade, Matt Roy we signed in free agency, the trade for Jacob Chychrun, Mangiapane. There's a lot of new faces that looking forward to seeing, and especially in training camp, because with the new faces, that's the positive part, and now it's on us to make sure we're bringing it together.
One of the new faces, you're not going to see his face a lot because he wears a goalie mask, is Logan Thompson that you bring in from the Golden Knights, and I was looking at his numbers, and he doesn't look like a guy whose numbers are that of like a strict backup to Charlie Lindgren. Like, he put up really good numbers with the Golden Knights. What is your plan to integrate him in with Lindgren? We saw Lindgren emerge obviously last year. How is that going to work goalie wise?
Well, we like our tandem a lot, especially everybody knows what Chucky was able to do last year. And
how surprising was that? He wasn't supposed to be the guy.
No, and right from the start of the year. And there was no real dip in his play. And that's usually where, you know, you get good stretches from goalies and then it'll dip a little bit. But he was so consistent all year long. And that's why he pushed the envelope to sort of take the ball late in the season from Kemps. And so now, and I remember talking to Chucky last summer about he wanted to take the next step in his career last year. He did exactly that. Now he's got an opportunity to potentially be a number one A goalie. And now he's going to be going into camp, trying to prove that and take another step. And Logan, for that matter, is in the same sort of spot. He's been the guy at various points in Vegas. And so now him coming to us, I think it's a great tandem to two guys that are going to push each other to play games. And Logan's trying to earn more opportunity to be a 1A guy.
Coach, you know, you've had sort of the enviable/unenviable task of trying to blend old and new, right? That's been very difficult. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And now with maybe 10 new players, so you've still got Ovi.
Yeah.
Still got Carl. Are you there? Like, you're always going to have veterans, right? But are you there now where you think, all right, this is the kind of team makeup and mixture that we can win with for the future? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're certainly more. I mean, now going into this year, from 2018, it's Willie, O, and John Carlson, right?
Right.
From the team in 2018. So those are pillar veteran guys that are so important to our team, organization, past and present right now. And so I think we have gotten even younger. We've added some guys in free agency and through trades. And so I think, yes, we're getting closer to not having, like last year, there was a huge divide, right?
Right.
We had this.
Old guard,
this.
New guard.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And I think we're a little bit more spread of we've got a veteran group, and then but we've also integrated some real young guys, late 20s, a little bit better mix.
And you felt last year when we talked to you every week, we would talk to you about the offense, and you know, you would tell us we're struggling offensively.
Yeah.
We can't score.
Yeah,
but the guys that you brought in, you feel good about this offensively.
Yeah, that's one of the main areas that we are going to need to take a step.
Right.
There's zero question about that, of being able to score, but not just score. Score is the end result. Like, we need to be able to control the puck, control play, be in the offensive zone, outshoot teams, like something as simple as that. And then that hopefully will lead to, and these guys and the changes that we've made, hopefully that's will help in that department, because it is something that we have to address and we're going to have to score more often.
Were you surprised you were able to acquire a talent like Pierre-Luc Dubois, who had a short stay in L.A., didn't really fit there, but you guys obviously saw something you liked in his skill set. You're taking out his contract, which is a big one.
Yeah.
What did you see in him, and were you surprised that you were able to acquire a talent like that? Because I remember talking to you last year, you were like, guys who can score 50 or 60, those guys are hard to find, and he did that in back-to-back years in Winnipeg.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Pierre-Luc and coming to us in the trade and moving Kemps, we have to give up a good player in Darcy Kemper. But bringing in Pierre-Luc, I feel like for us and where we're at as an organization, as a team, it's a good trade to acquire someone that could potentially be a difference maker, especially at the center position, which those, as you know, those players are really tough to find, and they do not grow on trees. And usually to acquire players like that, you need to draft in the top five. And we're not interested in drafting in the top five.
No.
So that trade, I think, gives us an opportunity to bring someone in that has a ton of potential that we can help reach that potential.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals. Let's talk about Ovi a little bit. First, I'm going to make it awkward for a second. We all saw a volleyball video and volleyball picture. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He looked huge.
Maybe it was just a bad angle. All of us can get caught at a bad angle.
Grainy, bad angle.
Bad angle.
You're going with bad angle?
Bad angle.
That's not what we said a couple months ago when we saw the video.
Hey, with Coach here, I'm saying bad angle.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say is he's been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. He's about to be 39 years old. He's played in the league. This is going to be his 20th
season. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Ovi.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Turns 39.
39,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the season, with his two boys, his wife, like, he gets away from the game.
Sure.
And so physically and mentally, he needs that time to be able to rest, recharge, get away from the game of hockey, get away from an ice sheet, get away from his pair of skates. And that's important to him to now, when July 4th or 5th, when he starts his training, he's ready to roll. And so I think it's unfair. Someone snaps a picture and blows up. And he knows what he needs to do physically and mentally to get ready for an NHL season.
He'll be fine.
All right, to get back to his play, last year, first half of the season, wasn't scoring goals. What happened? What changed? There was something magical that happened at the All-Star break that he came back and he was like the Ovi of old.
Yeah. I know there are some things, like, but I looked at a lot of the stuff early in the year, and he could not catch a break.
Okay.
From posts to pucks.
Yeah, his shooting percentage was really low, right?
Astronomically low. So if five or six more of those go in, he'd still be down a little bit from his average, but it would be, we wouldn't be talking about this. So to me, he was in some good situations. They didn't go his way, and then it starts to snowball a little bit.
Get your head a little.
Yep. And then he came back, and he was fantastic for us down the stretch, scored a ton of huge goals. And that's what I appreciate about him is he's now, okay, last year, tough start. Like, what do I need to do to change that? And he's done talked to him a lot in the last month and a half of his training and how he's getting prepared physically and mentally to get off to a better start this year.
So I don't follow it so closely that I would know for sure, but I don't think you've really managed his minutes per se, right? Are we getting to that stage now where it's something that you're really going to have to start doing? Just given his age. I mean, he is human.
For sure. And yeah. He's not going to like to hear that. But the reality is I have to, and it's my job, to put him in positions for him to be successful individually and for our team. And so that him playing 22, 23 minutes at his age where he's at in his career, probably not realistic, but trying to find whether it's power play minutes, that the distribution of that, I'll pay attention to and making sure that we're getting the most out of O at where he's at in his career and putting him in positions to have success.
Has the season snuck up on you? Because the NHL, they don't mess around. The schedule ramps up so fast. Camp opens on Thursday. Mm. Then your first preseason game is Sunday, September 22nd. Mm. I think we're 25 days away from the opener when the puck drops basically right across the street at Capital One as the Devils come to town. It's here.
Mid-August, you just start to go, okay, let's go. Let's get ready. And then I always find, for me, it's college football. When that kicks, I'm like, okay,
you're ready to go.
This is the time of the year. And yeah, so
talk to me about Jacob Chychrun.
Okay.
Because I was out at the Solheim Cup, and they had a celebrity golf tournament. They were playing with first responders, and Carl was out there, and he was playing with Jacob. Jacob could kill a ball. And I don't know anything about him because he's new, but big dude.
Yeah.
He's a veteran, correct?
Yeah, he's a veteran.
What kind of player is he?
So he's a puck-moving offensive defenseman.
Okay.
And one of the area that you touched on, scoring goals, producing offensively, he's someone that can help us in that department. Our D and our scoring from the back end near the bottom of the league last year. So he's a player that will help us in that department. Power play 5-on-5, can really skate, can shoot a puck. Like, he can beat a goaltender 1-on-1. Was a really high pick.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Years ago in Arizona, and now has had some injury stuff, but has played all the whole season last year, stayed healthy. So it's a big year for him, contract year, and someone that we feel like can really help us on the back end produce offensively, like we talked about.
Awesome.
Don't forget to tell the pilot when he's flying to Arizona this year, he better detour to Utah. Don't let the pilot forget that, okay? You just give him a quick reminder, put a post-it note on the stick.
Hard right.
Yeah, you gotta don't go to Arizona this year. Coach, much. We appreciate the time. We know you're busy this time of year. Camp starts in just a few days. Best of luck to you and the Caps, and hopefully we'll talk on a weekly basis like we have before.
Awesome.
It's good to see you.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Spencer Carberry of your Washington Capitals. Don't forget, coming up, Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders will join us. He'll be on the show at 9 a.m. And Will Dawkins, GM of your Washington Wizards, he'll be on the show at 9:40 right here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!